We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code FITNESS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at KACHAVA.com, code FITNESS.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday Q&A, which is brought to you on a Friday morning from a distribution centre in Milton Keynes, where I'm waiting to get loaded with cakes going to Newark. Brilliant. And then I've got a machine to bring back for my mate to Bletchley on Monday morning, so it should be very well. No, I'm going to finish that sentence. Oh, that's a long story. Anyhow, plenty to get through. We'll do that one another day. The story, it's long and non-interesting. That's why we're not going to get involved. So, this week's fuel prices. It's Monday morning, Friday morning. I haven't got prices for the coming week yet. This week, I was about the 112 mark, I think we are. Just to let you know what everybody else had, Dale Steele, 112.7 with Watson's. This is the week just gone, I assume. Mickey got 109.4. I got it reduced by 3p after calling up. I'll do the same this week. Why do we have to do it? It's tedious. Just send me your best price. I've got 3 cards. Send me your best price. And whoever's got the best price, I'll use them. If you don't send me your best price, I just won't put any fuel in. He said, for the week coming, mine is 117. I will be calling them as currently it's cheaper at the pump. The fuel will continue to rise over the coming weeks due to the geopolitics. I'm not sure the Trumpy thing, maybe, I don't know. Will it, won't it? You never know when it's going to. It's sort of like, the one thing you can guarantee is when it goes up, it'll go up like a rocket. And when it comes down, it'll come down like a parachute. Really slowly. Yeah, but the price of the oil's falling, but dirty, evil Robin. And Jasdeep Chahal, sorry, mate. You come out all the time, I should know your name by now. It says, hi, Pete, what fuel card are you using? What pumps? I've got a fuel card with Radius Velocity. They charge me 120, excluding VAT, which is a joke. The thing is, Jasdeep, some firms will just give you a straight price, and some firms will give you your individual price, which is based on your performance, which is basically based on how much, if you just put the fuel in blindly, they'll clock the fuel price up. And when you stop doing it, they bring it back down and try and reel you back in, and they drop it. The ones I've got UK Fuels. They work on the latter. Everybody gets a different price for UK Fuels. I've got Fuel Card Services. They consistently give me a good price, although UK Fuels were slightly cheaper this week. And I've got another, well, they're now called Motia. And I've got another firm who I was using for a little while. And they did say, and they said, we will consider, so we might not be the cheapest, but we'll consistently give you a decent price. And I said, okay, I'll support you. The problem with this firm is they don't send me emails to tell me what the price is. And they don't send me bills, which means I'm just doing it blindly. The price is fine, I think. If you ring them, they go, it's 107. You go, okay. But I kind of need the emails because I don't want to just randomly put fuel in and find out it's gone crazy. And also, I need the bills from the account software. So I can't even remember the name of the firm. Might be this one, the wallet of fuel cards. Let's have a look and see if it's on here. But it's, this is the other thing about fuel cards. Why don't they write their names on them? No, just says bunker. This is Radius on the back. And that's my shell card. Yeah, I'll have to get you back on. Yeah, but I mean, Watson's apparently very good. I haven't got Watson's. Maybe I should get Watson's. But yeah. Anyhow, the main video this week, flip-flops. Can you drive in flip-flops? Apparently, yes, you can. So, Godzilla said, he says, Pete, where did you get your steel cap stilettos from? I'm currently using clogs. You know, like I had the thing where I was like the socks and sandals. Just couldn't get my head around it. As Nick, oh, he's on the final comment, and then Nick at... where are we? Yeah, Solo Nick, he's got his own channel now. He says, in my opinion, you should still be arrested for wearing socks and sandals. He's probably got a good point. Unless you're from Denmark or something like that. They can carry it off. They've got the funky socks. It works. But yeah, the problem is every time I jump out of the cab and I've got some strange footwear on, like Birkenstocks with a closed toe, the people look at you. They don't say nothing. You can see the expression on their faces like, what have you come as? So I've got these, which I've had for a little while. Clogs. I saw a mouse where... they're on the step. But they're like kind of proper in the fact they've got big solid wooden soles. So if you tread on a nail, your chances are it would go through your boots before they go through that. And they've got big sort of leathery fronts. They're not steels. They're not regulation footwear. You don't really want to be climbing on the back of the truck in them. And the other problem with clogs, you get clog full. You sometimes feel, you go like that. It's playing funny. But for getting out of the lorry, they work, and people haven't yet come up to me to go, I haven't had the strange expression of the what have you got on your feet. My clothes are working for me. Also, Leachy sent me a thing, steel toe cap flip-flops, flip-flop pro. It was quite amusing. It was just a picture. I'm like, it's not real. Not real. It's pretend. Anyhow, then we have, right, so Dale Steele says, he said, who's that guy on here had an argument with me because I said you can drive in flip-flops, but he doesn't apologise. I thought you said you couldn't drive in flip-flops. In that case, if you said you could drive in flip-flops, I apologise. You lost your bet. I hope you didn't put lots of money on it. The thing is, and there is a point to be made here, which doesn't mean that, like Nick's is my Nick the Urban Tracker, who's my kind of guru guy, who's my partner on these kind of things. He's my go-to guy. So there's no regulation anywhere that says you can drive in whatever you like. You can drive in flip-flops, you can drive in flippers, you can drive in clown shoes, providing that you can prove that you can control the vehicle. And he said there was once a girl, he said he knew someone, she could only drive the car in like stocking feet. She couldn't drive in any shoes. So she took a test. In like no shoes, and the instructor said to the examiner, is that fine? And the examiner said, yes, absolutely fine. As long as she can control the vehicle, that's fine. But the one thing I will say, and I went to clogs one last time, just because it's legal to drive in flip-flops, unless you have an accident, in which case it's on you, there are a lot of the police out there that don't know this. And they may even try and give you a ticket or a fine or something. If they can't, you get out of the car, you've got flip-flops, mate, I'm doing you for that. And then you've got to appeal it, but you've got to go through the rigmarole of trying to appeal it. So maybe to a degree, it might be better not to put them on, or at least not to get out of the car in them. You say, no, I didn't have them on. I was just driving. I was driving barefoot, and I've just put them on to get out. That's going to look better because you don't want the grief. You may go through 6 months of court procedures and appeals to find out that you were right, but you still got to do all the work to get there as opposed to not doing all the work, which is better. He goes on, Lee says, my mate, he said, I wear trainers but have safety shoes in the van when needed. Some sites won't let you with either. I have just done one on PPE. It's coming out in a couple of weeks' time. But yeah, I have got clogs and I have got my sort of Converse-y trainery boot things, which aren't steels, but look like it a lot of the time. The amount of times I've gone in the site, you've got steels on, mate, lift me, I don't say anything. I just let me boot up and point it. They go, okay, lovely. And of course, over here, regulation steel toe cap boots. That way, if they do say put your steels on, I've got them. It's like a small branch of Lillian Skinner in here. It's, yeah. Shoes galore. Smells lovely. Pomegranate. From Aldi's. It's a Jo Malone knockoff. £6.50. Very nice. Right. Yeah, so he says, I wear trainers, but I have safe shoes. The van is needed. Some sites won't let you with that. Of course they won't. You've got to carry all your PPE. Otherwise, you don't get in, you don't get a job on board, you don't get paid, sure for. Godzilla said, yeah, it's good practice. He said, I always did the same. Trainers sometimes all week. When called upon, I have steels stashed and ready to go. along with the high-vis, trousers, gloves, safety glasses, and harness. Absolutely, they're all in the locker. You can look forward to the up-and-coming video on that one. Yahoo! Don't forget the big thumbs up and the big whoop. Whoop! Jekyll says, one guy in London jumped out in Crocs. Everybody was at a laugh. I'll be honest, I was started looking because of the clogs. You can get steel toe-capped clogs with, like, you know, a safety bottom as well. So they're sort of, you know, you would be. Guy says, you need steels. And they are steels. Yeah, but they've got to have a bottom. You know, I've got a bottom. And they've got one of them funny things that sort of flips, so you can either slip your feet into them. That's why the clogs work really well, because inside the truck, I got this from Ian, taught me this. They kind of treat their trucks like their front room. So when you get in the lorry, you take your shoes off. Don't clamber around the lorry with shoes on. You should get it all day. So it's like, oh yeah, so now I'm socks. But yeah, they would work. They look a bit weird, but they would work. But in the moment, all right, I've got them, so I'm just doing it. We've done next one. And finally, the Meat and Milk Show said, he says, LOL, everything is fine until it isn't. That's a Bible verse right there. Corinthians 10:23 or 20 past 10. Yeah, that was my old transport manager, Daniel. And I like that phrase. He said, the thing is, you know, you don't put straps on, you know, they won't fall over. It's okay. Everything is fine until it isn't. And then something goes wrong and you're standing there looking at it going, really should have put, if I'd have put straps on that, I would have solved that problem. So just do it. Have the right shoes, have the straps, have the right bits and pieces. That way you can't go wrong.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, and with Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your favorites and still hit your health goals. From breakfast bagels and meal-prepped enchiladas to mouth-watering burgers and cheesy noodles, you won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at hero.co. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy. Just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.
Cozy traditions feel good, especially this time of year. And that includes changing up your makeup look for fall. From lashes for days with the viral liquid lash extension mascara to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener. Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Whether you want a simple just gotta get out the door routine or fall glam that wows from the office to all your favorite fall festivities, you'll always look and feel radiant with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about, too. Complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CauseMetics.com/cozy.
So we're still on continuing pulled by the DVSA, which was joyous. As you know, it's kind of moved away from that now. It's a few weeks ago now. Ryan says, really informative, Pete. Been driving since 2009, and like you, we've all done it while moving up the queue. I was the same, and I thought it still counted on my 16 minutes. I'm all good. Obviously not. You're not. You move it, you start again. I think, hang on, we'll come down to that in a minute. Is it? I've heard it's the same with ferries. If you go on brake on or ferry mode, the GPS or something to do with your taco thinks you're moving because you're on a moving ship or train. You can't win. I think the way that they download it from the head, they're reading it from the wheel speed sensor. So So the wheel speed sensor, on a ferry you would be okay. Having said that, some of the new motors have got smart tachos. And smart tachos are the kind of things where they can read the GPS, they can read your card and all that as you're driving down the road and all that. So that might affect it. It might, depending on how old your tacho is. Obviously, if you've got one of them old, has anyone got paper tachos anymore? You know, the ones where you put it in and you turn it, or maybe if you've got a horse box or something like that. But yeah, no, I think you'd be right on ferry. But no, I'd say if you move it, you start your brake again, just to be on the safe side. Because if they'll pick it, even though your tacho says you're green, you might not be. Godzilla said, he said, I moved it once on a break. It was half the length of the truck to let a guy out of services. Still seems excessively harsh when it clearly wasn't a danger to the public. You know, dead tyre or unsafe load, then fair enough. But a red tape infringement, that's not going to help anyone and shows a DVSA in poor light. They don't help themselves, that's for sure. Yours would have been a perfect educational tour, worthy of a sit down and have someone call you a burk for 10 minutes before sending you on your way. Absolutely, yeah, I think so. Really, a slap on the wrist would have been better from that one. I mean, I did have two. I left one on 29. He said, I'll let you off that one. Well, okay. But, you know, you learn as you go. The one thing I will say is the more time you get pulled by them, the more you kind of realise what they actually are looking for and what they don't care about. They didn't even ask to look at my infringement book. They presumably just checked the head, realised that I've got the walk round checks on the head from the hammers in the morning, and I went, yeah, that's all right. Certain things, and I imagine everyone's different. Some of them might say, show us how you do your walk round checks. Some might. Well, might not. Might depend on how much time they've got on their hands. They might take one look at you and think, I'm having him. Or they might go, he seems all right. You know, this one's going, you just don't know. You've got to pick up what they want when you get there. I have noticed you do. When you do a day in the life, you have a quick chat with the lads and the folks, the accent turns a bit more Barra Boy, Bell Bells, whack, 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 roll out of the barrel. Yeah, it does that. We all change our accents with who we're with. And if you think you don't, you do. Charles Layton says, he said, I was behind a flatbed the other day with a demountable on. He had two straps on it, which I couldn't believe. When he went round corners, it shifted 6 to 12 inches over the side, and the company was a big company. What you do need to do with some loads, things like steel and wood, they'll settle. So you kind of need to strap it, and you will strap it really hard, then drive it round a corner for 5 minutes, find the nearest available lay-by to pull over, open up your curtains and strap it again. And I guarantee you'll get another 2-3 inches out of it. Because otherwise you'll get to the other side, and either it's moved, or you look in your curtains, you're driving down the motorway going, that bulb wasn't there before. Oh, that's a bit bulgy. Or, you know, you open up at the other side and go, oh. Right, folks, you have to shove that one a bit on this side. But, yeah, I learned that. Load shift and you have to restrap them, which is a pain, but it's better than the alternatives like we go. Dave Hisk says, he said, I've had this. Why does your taco pick up on brake? It doesn't. It's their software that does. So. Bristol Traveller says, it seems that they have changed the rules for some time. Now, I do wonder about this. My colleague was stopped for the same thing, but his movement during break lasted less than 1 minute, and the DVSA left him and did not give him a ticket. It is clear that the government is looking for money in drivers. I was recently stopped by a policeman for trying to give me a ticket for speeding, which I did not exceed. He was very rude and tried to convince me but he had no way of proving it and gave up. Times are coming where the government just trying to take money out of people, which I suppose to a degree is true. All I know is if you comply completely, they can't get you. Then who complies completely? How can you comply completely? Are you sure that tape is 100%? Are you sure? You know, they'll find, if they want to find something, they'll find something. But hopefully all you can do is make it as difficult as possible. Richard Dabley says 25 or 35 and 50 on a full break for me. If is 5 minutes really going to mess up your day? I tell you what it is, Richard. A lot of the time I'm on break, but I'm not, because I'm a subcontractor, so I take 16 minutes because I have to take 16 minutes. Or I'll stop at a services and I'll go in and I'll go to the toilet and wash my face and what have you, and I'll get back to the lorry and I'll look up and it says 8 minutes. What am I going to do? I'm just sit there looking at it. Go, I'm on break. Stare out the window. maybe have a look at something on my phone. Stay out the window, look at it again. I'm ready to go. I'm not really on a break. I am on a break, technically, because I'm not working. But all I'm doing is watching the time go by. Sometimes, the longer I'm on break, the more tired I get. I sit there and watch a Big Bang Theory on my tablet, and I get up and it's like 21 minutes, and I'm like, I'm knackered now. I was actually more alert and more awake before I started my break than afterwards. Now, I know you're not, that's neither here nor there. You've got to have them, but that's just the way I feel, so. What we got? Gary Crick says, he said, I'm sorry you have to go through this nonsense, as if the job wasn't stressful enough, especially for the pittance of money and conditions you have to put up with. My suggestion is to get another trade, such as gas engineer or electrician. Always fancy carpenter. Just no good at stuff. It would be worth it at the end of the day after all the training. Leave this ridiculous and horrible job. Drivers aren't appreciated in this godforsaken rubbish country we live in. Everything is all greed. And Stephen Hornby had a couple like this, says, glad I got out when I did. HGV drivers are cash cows. Anyone wanting to be a driver these days needs a reality check. The DVSA are and always are on an ego trip. And Stuart Trobb says, And now we know why no one wants to become a truck driver anymore and everyone is leaving the business. Oh, well, very soon all trucks will be self-drive. Problem solved. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's got to be more to it than that. The thing is, guys, and I've got to say, particularly with Gary's comment, it's not like that for me. I am a truck driver. But, I mean, I did the year working for the man and, yeah, it was horrible. Yeah, I can see why you get out. But I am a freelance truck driver. I do it for myself. As you know, like the channel, it's all about CX and me and my lorry and all this kind of stuff. So the money is different for me. The job is different for me. I choose where I go. No one tells me what to do, where to go. It's a bit different. With that in mind, well, and you know, the change of career, a change is coming. Look out for Tuesday's video. A change is coming. There you go, clickbait, wonderful. Which brings us to the wise guys. Rock God says, he says, if you have a rigid, Amazon Relay is only viable on the run. Hey, thanks for this, on the run up to Christmas. You will also need a tail lift. I just had a look on the platform this morning. There are zero loads across the whole country for a rigid. Yeah, I tried to get on the Amazon thing, but they kept saying, well, how many you haven't registered a trailer? And I kept saying, it's because I haven't got a trailer. And then someone says, sometimes they look for rigid, sometimes they look for Arctic. So I was obviously looking for Arctics. And then I did speak to some other people and go, what's it like? So the rates are terrible and they don't actually want to pay waiting time. So to be honest with you, I think I might have swerved the bullet there. Which brings us on to trucks this week on trucks. We're doing trucks this week. Look at that. Neil, Neptune Courier, RADR man in Scotland, says, hi Pete, read the speed limit. Yes, 60 mp is the case, but it is overruled by construction design and regulations, which for your truck is 56. Let's keep the fines to zero. So I think the reason the speed limit is 60 is to allow for hills. So the thing is, so you're piling on at 60 and going downhill when it starts to go up a bit because you're going downhill, when you use your brakes and your retarders, whatever, to slow you down, to try and keep it under 56. But they kind of give you that 4 mph leeway bit. Go over the 60, then you kind of... I still think you're overspeed, aren't you? You're overspeed if you go over 56 miles for, I think it's over a minute. But there was a long conversation about this. So, but again, when I got pulled, no one, I must have had overspeed on my car. They didn't mention it. But, you know, I don't think that was something they were particularly fussed about. Presumably, if you get clocked constantly, if you're going down a motorway at 60 miles an hour and they know you're doing 60, then they'll pull you and go, hold on, your motor can't do 60, it's 56 limited. You've been messing around with the computer, haven't you, sir? you've been in the settings, haven't you? You're not allowed to do that. So, anyhow. Yeah, I just keep it at 56, easy. Jackal says, are they able to check if you have another job not driving related or what's on your taco card? Yes, they'll read the taco. The only time that kind of works is if they catch you as they leave site. So if you leave site, say you've just tipped an Audi's or a Lidl, where you have to self-tip, you take it off yourself, and then they're sitting outside and you put it on bed, they go, I noted your lorry there. Oh, the guy in the guy in the distribution centre. No, he didn't. They don't, do they? You unloaded your lorry. You got it on bed. You said you're on bed. You're on rest. When you're not on rest, we're having you. But afterwards, if you've driven down the road and they go, well, you know, an hour ago, you would add it on rest. How do we know you was on rest? You know, I was on rest. You know, I'm on rest right now. I'm sitting in a distribution centre. If they pull out and say you was on bed, I said, well, I was recording my Sunday Q&A. It's my hobby. I'm not working. I got here an hour early on the off chance. I could just as easily park outside and do this. So I am legitimately on bed. You've just got to try. You've got to make sure you cover yourself. If you're dragging pallets around a yard and you pull out and they've watched you do it, even at the stage that apparently if they watch you clean your wing mirrors in the middle of your break, they can go, right, that break didn't count. That's work. Just don't clean your wing mirrors. Clean them when you're not on break. You know, it's very straightforward. It was this like, I had a woman on the market once and she turned around and she said, I really like this top. I went, buy it then. She said, yeah, but it won't fit me. I went, don't buy it then. It's fairly straightforward. You know, these things, just do what you're supposed to do and you'll be all right. There we go. And a bit of paper. That's it. And finally, we've only got one on miscellaneous this week. Miscellaneous is now. Which is from Brian Barlow. He said, do you get paid okay for work on the haulage exchange, Pete? Is it worth the money? I did reply to you on the comments. It works for me. It doesn't work for everybody. So the thing about haulage exchange, and I like the Curie exchange, I said, I'll say my constant mantra, which is, it's not a magic wand. You get out what you put in. No one's going to knock on your door and give you £1 million. But if you put the hours in, if you start early and you work late and you sort of run, and you sort of look at the jobs and you link it up and you get it right, there is money to be made. It also depends where in the country you are, whether you're prepared to tramp, whether you want to do like sort of mornings, nights, that kind of stuff. But if you do it your way, can you make money on haulage exchange? Well, I do. Other people don't, and they go, oh, it's no good. Well, I do. And if I didn't, then why have I just done 7 years worth of videos of me on the haulage exchange, driving around in various different vehicles, and still sort of, you know, I'm not starving to death, and I still live in my house. So it works for me. And if you decide to go for it, I hope it works for you too. So that's it. That's this week's Sunday Q&A. I'm going to go in there again in a minute and see if they've worked out how to scan these pallets. Apparently they don't know how to scan the pallets, but the bloke who does know how to scan the pallets will be in at 9 o'clock. Yay! It's Friday. Poets Day. Leave early tomorrow, Saturday, or something like that. Right, thank you all. Have a wonderful week out there. Take care. Take money.
Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.